So one of the keys, one of the most important things we can do is just continue to practice. So you will be practicing in front of the mirror. You'll be practicing with clients, potential clients, as you're having conversations with them. All of it is a practice. All of it is a test. All of it is an experiment. So it's really important for you to continue to practice. And one thing in particular that we really want to practice is making the proposal. So getting really comfortable with your numbers. So what is it that you want to charge? We can discuss that. We can look at that. We can explore it. But let's just say right now, $3,200 for 4 months of coaching. Get to that place where you can say it so comfortably that it just comes out naturally, that it's easy, that you're not hesitant, that you're not, you know, afraid or shy. And that shyness will, if you do show that, oftentimes will come over as if you don't know what you're doing or as if you're not leading. And it's really important to be able to lead and show and have that confidence in that conversation. It'll feel really wonderful for you as well. So, for example, when I first started coaching, there was a particular client, a prospective client that I was going about creating. And I knew what she wanted to do as she shared and opened up with me. But I also knew a particular part of her history that had some interesting things around money. And so she wanted coaching in particular around this idea of creating a coaching business practice and so on and so forth. Entrepreneur, da 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 da. So I had just started coaching. Maybe I was like 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months into it. And I had no problem saying, this is how much it's going to cost. It's just really easy for me. So I particularly love money, love spending money, and I don't have a problem with saying these things. But with her, I knew that the number that I needed to come up with had to challenge her paradigm of what it was worth, what she was worth, and what she was capable of creating. I also knew that the level of challenge it would have been for me to work with her to have those breakthroughs would be tremendous. So it has to be worth it to me as well as serve her best interest also. So with no hesitation, I told her that it would cost $10,000 for, I think I said, 6 months of coaching. And she, you know, her jaw dropped. And I was like, God, this is perfect. And I wanted that to happen. I wanted her to see for herself what she was actually worth and how she could go about getting creative, doing what it is that she said she wanted to do. I also was challenging what she said she wanted, because if she really wanted it, it would have been a no-brainer for her. But she was still playing with the idea, even though she was speaking to me as if it was what she really wanted. So she was a no. Powerful coaching conversation, super appreciative, wanted to pay me right there to donate some money. You know, sometimes that'll happen in these free conversations. I told her no, that it was okay, and that that was my gift to her. I knew that more than likely she was going to say no, but I also knew that she might say yes. I also knew that for myself, I had to say those numbers. I had to be true to myself for that particular person. And I also knew that I would be doing a disservice to her if I would have said, well, it cost you $3,000. And it's going to cost you a lot more, of course, because you have to invest your time and so on and so forth as we go into it when we're having these conversations. So my first thought really was being in service to the client. And that was a consideration with those numbers. And I do that all the time. So when you're getting comfortable with your numbers and what you want to say to people, have that in mind. You know, you get to create the rules for yourself, but choose and decide for yourself. It's really important to become a paid coach. So if you don't have any paying clients, you may want to take your numbers down. I wouldn't say take your numbers down, actually. I would just say see where they're at right now. But make sure that your numbers excite you. So I had a coach, my coach that I hired, and it was not the best, but one of the things that she asked us was to come up with our number. And I did. And she kept trying to get me to drop it. And it just ripped my enthusiasm. I was like, no, you're supposed to support me in my dream. This is what I want. I don't want to get paid less to do this than I was with what I was just doing, which was something fairly similar, but different in its way. But she fought me on it. And that was horrible. It didn't feel good. And there was no reason behind it. This is your dream. It's your desires. It's what you want. I was happier getting no's at the higher rate than having people say yes and then having to work for less. It wasn't going to serve what I wanted to create. So as a coach, she did a huge disservice to me as her client. I actually did fight that, and I refused to go to that boring price. And it kind of soured the rest of the coaching. But that's okay. That was my fault. So I could have stepped up my game in that regard and just owned that even more. And that's okay too. It was the experience that I had. And that experience, I want to benefit you. So practice your numbers. What gets you excited? What feels good to you? Watch for yourself, because you very well might undercharge for what you're capable of and what you can do. And you might devalue your services actually by doing that. So here are some numbers to play with. Again, use this just as a feeling out process to see what feels comfortable with you for yourself. Say you're going to have 4 conversations a month. As a starting coach, you might want to put something together where you work with them for 3 months for $1,200. So $400 a month. You don't need to break it down to the month or to the per session. That's just what it is. $1,200 for 3 months of coaching with me. You might say it's $4,900 for 4 months of coaching with me. Here's what it is. The numbers are arbitrary. It's so true. You might want to play with that. You might just see, how does it feel to charge somebody, you know, $3,000 for 4 months of coaching, $3,000 for 1 day. Be willing to have prospects say no, because it's going to happen. In fact, when I was told no, when the woman said no thank you to the $10,000 proposal, I was very excited about that. It felt wonderful. It felt beautiful for me because I said what I needed to say. I shared it. It was easy for me. It came off smoothly. She appreciated it. She was shocked. And it was perfect, because it showed me and herself that she actually wasn't committed, and she really didn't want what she said she wanted, at least not yet. She wasn't ready to take it to the next level. She just wanted to keep that at hobby level. So sometimes we test our prospects' commitment to their own dreams. It's important sometimes, and you'll just feel this out. It's part of the art, part of the skill. It's important because if you have somebody, if you undersell yourself and you start coaching somebody and they're not all in and they don't have some skin in the game, you possibly could end up fighting them the whole time to get them to go after their dreams, because they didn't really want to do that. And you don't want to be in that situation. It's not fun. But it is learning. It's a lesson in and of itself as well. So that's it for this. I just want you to practice your numbers. Get comfortable saying them. You know, feel free to have 2 or 3 different options. You'll get the hang of it. You'll start to see what you like. Become a paid coach faster, sooner than later. So keep that in mind. If you need to have 10 clients paying you $100 a month right now, and that works for you and that sounds great, and it gets you coaching, and it gets you clientele, perfect. Go for it. If you're a little bit more stubborn like me, you might not want to do that. But you have to be your own expert in this regard. It's a creative process. I've been completely creative with the way I've done it and the way I've worked with people. Go for it. Just practice so you're comfortable with that. Comfortable saying what you need to say. Practice in front of the mirror, record yourself in front of your phone or in front of a camera, watch it, feel it, sense it, get it into your body where it's easy for you. Where when somebody says, what do I have to do to work with you? It's there.